It's the Brouhaha Podcast.
It is the Drive Brouhaha. Cynthia from Home Run Pizza today. Ryan Frank, head brewer at Headlands Brewery in Lafayette. And, of course, Ron Lindenbush from the Hopland Tap in Hopland, California. One of our proud sponsors is back with us, Cynthia from Home Run Pizza, the fabulous Home Run Pizza. How are you, my dear?
I am doing fabulous.
How are you? Welcome back. It's good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you.
Yes. And you spent some time in Arizona for spring training, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. It was a blast.
You know,
Ron was there, too.
My folks used to live in Florida, and I'd be going down there twice a year. And I tried to go during spring because my Detroit Tigers, who won on opening day today in an amazing game, the final score in Chicago against the White Sox, Detroit won. The White Sox, nothing. Mm. It's not my favorite kind of baseball game, but anyway. So I spent a lot of time in spring training in Florida in the Grapefruit League. Never done Arizona, and I've wanted to for 30 years. It's got to be cool.
It was actually my first time. I've never been to spring training. And we went to Scottsdale. We went to Scottsdale Stadium. It was a wonderful story of the knuckleball first entry to the spring training. So I got to meet with quite a few people, including some ball players, some from the Oakland A's and some past players and an agent. And it was
the Oakland
amazing.
Who? I've never heard
I know, right?
I didn't know, they had a team in
Short-lived.
Oakland.
Those
not
poor guys.
For long.
But the
knuckleball.
It's knuckleball.
So famous now from Home Run Pizza. Yeah, I bet they must have gone nuts. You want to eat a knuckleball?
Yeah, they loved them.
Yeah,
I got some really good footage and some expression on video. One of the guys, he's a catcher for the A's, Shay, and his face was like, "What is this?" And it was so amazing to catch it and to be there for him to try it. Absolutely loved it. He said he could eat them every day.
Did anybody try to hit one out of the park?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was
you
real...
You should pitch knuckleballs to these guys.
Yeah.
Let them bat.
Yeah. I've thought about doing it at the restaurant. Could get a little messy, but
probably
you know.
Not, but...
Yeah.
Home Run Pizza, folks, in Larkfield, one of our favorite places. And we really enjoyed the food on election night on March 5th from Home Run Pizza. And we thank you for helping us out with that.
Yeah.
Great stuff. What else is coming up? And we'll talk about the hours at the Home Run.
We are open Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday from happy hour, which is 3 o'clock until 8. We have happy hour every day of the week from 3 until 6. Yeah, we have Yeah, we should. Exactly.
Should.
We have $5 drinks. We have $5 plates. It's awesome. We're trying some new things right now.
Knuckleball special.
Knuckleballs are on happy hour every Wednesday. We call it Double Play Wednesday. So you get two knuckleballs for $5.
Wow.
So if you haven't tried a knuckleball, you've got to get down to Home Run Pizza
Wednesday. To people who have not tried a knuckleball, explain exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And you brought some, and we'll talk about it again.
I sure did. We've got a lot of things happening at Home Run Pizza, and the knuckleball is our signature dish.
Right.
It is our pizza dough stuffed with mozzarella cheese and bacon, or you can choose pepperoni, and it is ooey gooey goodness. And the original knuckleball was the bacon, and then everybody loved it so much that they wanted more.
Well,
so,
as much as I love bacon, the pepperoni knuckleball is killer.
Yeah. So pepperoni fan. And I always ask because it's always fascinating to me which one you like better. But I have a real surprise for you guys today. I didn't bring either one of those today.
Really?
I know.
Is there a special one for, well, you're doing the release here with our guest that's here from Earth to Beer from Headlands Brewing, Ryan Frank.
Yes.
Are you doing a special knuckleball for that?
So we did. Yes, we did a special knuckleball just for this occasion. We have never had a sausage knuckleballs. Ah. So we brought some sausage knuckleballs, and we also did a vegetarian one.
I keep having people ask me about vegetarian ones.
Well, you know, we can do cheese, but you happened to miss for our Alliance pop-up. But
I was
we
at did Fish and Chips Awards.
I know, but I'm just saying. So we had a special event at the restaurant, and it was a pop-up for Alliance Medical Group. And we did a tomato basil knuckleball. Nice. So I brought those.
That'll work.
Yeah. Yes. I'm thinking of mushroom and mozzarella.
Yes.
Tomato and basil.
I mean, in all honesty, we could pretty much put anything in there. I mean, we've done quite a few combinations. So I'll just lead right into right now, this year, we are doing one specialty knuckleball a month. Every month, there'll be one specialty knuckleball. So the first one that came out was in February. In honor of Valentine's Day, we did a sweet one. So we did Nutella and pretzel, and it was topped with a salted caramel.
Yum.
It was so good, but now it's gone. So we're going to do one a month, and you once it's gone, it's gone.
That's a great idea.
So this one is for March, and because of opening day of baseball, we decided to do our home run fries. So we have a dish called the home run fries. It is French fries, bacon, and then it's jack and cheddar cheese. And then we topped it with our home run sauce, which is a little bit of a spicy ranch.
Right on.
So good. So good, you guys. You have to try them.
Sonoma County poutine.
Yeah. every month, it'll be something different.
Cynthia, talk a little more about spring training and the knuckleballs. I mean, that's just a cool idea.
Oh, yeah. And my new favorite knuckleball.
Well, it was one of those events where we really wanted to spotlight and bring attention to the knuckleball, right? We are working on getting it distributed. So the knuckleball, we want to be available everywhere. Our big vision is to have it in MLB stadiums. So getting some...
Certainly good, makes sense.
Right? Getting some good eyes on it, showing the versatility. You know, now that we have a specialty knuckleball every month, it really gives it a new... kind of a snack idea, you know what I mean, versus just pizza. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of versatility. And we were able to have ball players have them for the first time, and they loved them. We had a food blogger. So lots of different people getting eyes and getting some excitement about it and getting the name out there really to get the brand going, right?
Your ad for the knuckleball is it's really good.
Yeah. I have I actually have a VA who does a lot of that for me. It's just one of those things, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok is huge. And so in order to grow our brand, right, that's what we got to do. And that was one of the reasons why we went to spring training. I was very fortunate. And I can say this, Bobby Witt Jr., I didn't get a chance to meet him, but he was supposed to play in that game. It was the Kansas City Royals against the San Francisco Giants. And so I actually... I sat on the Kansas City Royals side only because I was fortunate enough to get the tickets. But it was really cool. I sat down in my seat and somebody two rows back yelled, "We love home run pizza." No joke. And I was on the other side, right? So I thought that was amazing. So big props to all of our fans out there who love home run pizza because
great.
It means a lot. It really does.
It's home run pizza in Larkfield, a wonderful place. And, of course, we're talking knuckleballs today.
Why I was not? Actually with the folks from Visit Santa Rosa yesterday for lunch. Shout out to Janelle and Stacy. And Janelle has kids in baseball, and the baseball teams go to Home Run Pizza.
That's right.
And it is such a great place for families and kids and us allies, when we call ourselves the Allies Alliance Medical Center, we've done a bunch of our meetings over there. It's a great spot to go meet for a nice big salad also, like a big Cobb salad or something. It's not just pizza. You've got, like pasta and spaghetti and stuff, and I love the lasagna. And I just had my new favorite knuckleball, the vegetarian, which is new to you guys, the tomato basil. That is really yummy. Cheryl and I were both like, hey, this is good.
Thank you. This is my new favorite. It's not available yet, just for the record. It'll be one of the specialty knuckleballs for the month. And then...
I think a vegetarian one will do pretty well.
Yeah.
I'd say when Ron could bring... both of you guys can attest to this as well. When you go to beer festivals, or if I'm helping set up a beer festival, probably 25% of people in beer are vegetarian or vegan.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, let me know when I can bring some margarita knuckleballs.
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe we can have them at our July 20th beer festival at the Museum of Sonoma County in the Sculpture Garden.
That sounds fabulous.
It is the Drive Brouhaha, brought to you by Russian River Brewing, Home Run Pizza, and Victory House. Thanks to Cynthia from Home Run Pizza, home of the knuckleball.
Thank you.
And they are special.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing some in, and thanks for being here.